So this philosophy, this Christian Zionist philosophy, is very, very dangerous. These people want war. They want genocide. They're bloodthirsty. They believe that the United States has been chosen for the end times, and they will stop at nothing to achieve their goals. It has to be called out and destroyed for what it is. It has to be. The only person running for president right now that I think makes any sense on this issue is Vivek. He's the only one. He's the only one who is saying, yeah, you know, Israel can defend themselves. It's really not my thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's starting to get a little scary out there. It's starting to get a little bit weird. This idea that we have to support these people in various ways. Now, here's the grand old party pledge of allegiance.
2 hours for a serious debate on the issues that matter most.
We have anti-Semitism all over our college campuses.
We will stand with Israel
to support Israel with whatever they need, whenever they need it. It is not that Israel needs America. America needs Israel.
The founding vision of Israel is
America is here, no matter what it is you need at any time, to preserve the state of Israel.
With a question from Matthew Brooks, the CEO of the Republican Jewish Coalition.
Jewish students across the country are threatened.
Surge of anti-Semitism across this country. Anti-Semitism.
Any campus that allows for anti-Semitism, you should lose your federal funding today. I would deport you.
No, it's the anti-Semitism that's spiraling out of control. Right.
Jewish students and synagogues.
Anti-Semitism is just as awful as racism. The Jewish people.
Providing Israel with the $14 billion that they need, we are 100% undeniably standing shoulder to shoulder with Israel.
When we make sure that we have the backs of our friends, whether it's in Israel.
It's anti-Semitic, horrible stuff. Making sure that Israel and that Israel situation, Israel must be defended.
On behalf of the Republican National Committee and all of us at NBC News, good night, everyone from Miami.
That's just the first debate. That wasn't even the second debate. Oh, Israel, yes, we do love you so much. Can we just change the national anthem? Can we just go ahead and make it official? I'm just wondering. I saw an article today popped up, or rather yesterday. And it said, top U.S. general says Americans must be willing to die for Israel. Americans must be willing to die for Israel. U.S. troops must be ready to fight and die for the defense of Israel, even to the point of being placed under Israeli commanders responsible for battlefield decision making. Right. All I can say is that I am just so glad that Nazi Niles helped me exit stage left for the Marine Corps. Actually, to be fair, I had already submitted paperwork to leave. I told you this last Friday on the birthday of the Marine Corps and the 8th anniversary of the Crusade Channel, how I had just submitted my routine paperwork to leave, but they kept me because I didn't take the vaccine. They were like, no, you can't leave. You can't leave. You objected to the vaccine. We're going to find some way to punish you on your way out. They did. But the good news is they won't be calling me back. They won't. They can't call me back to go fight for Israel. I have fought for Israel twice now. And I'm not really looking for a third opportunity to do that. I'm really not. Some of you accuse me of not being patriotic because I'm constantly taking shots on the founding of our country, our Freemasonic principles, our founding fathers, our governing philosophy. Some of you, I'm going to cue something up that is truly patriotic. Some of you have accused me of failure to love our country. Listen, here's what I want to do. I want to play you a truly patriotic song. a song which inspires and lifts the hearts. It's a British patriotic song. It's in English. What I will do is I'm gonna turn the volume down on the song, and maybe try to add some commentary or talk over it, so that you can hear the words. I'm sure you've heard this tune before. Probably, if you're Protestant, you've sung a Protestant hymn to this tune. If you're Catholic, you may have inherited one of those Anglican hymns to this song. But this tune is set to, it's a song called I Vow to Thee, My Country. I want you to hear this song. I really do. I want you to hear this song. Let's see, is this too loud? The reason why I want you to hear this song is because I want you to experience the real tinge of patriotism just for a moment this morning here on the Crusade Channel. For all you who say that I have no patriotism, it's not that I have no patriotism. It's that I have nothing like this. I vow to thee, my country. All earthly things above. Entire and whole and perfect, the service of my love.
The love that asks no questions.
The love that stands the test.
That lays upon
the altar
the dearest
and the best.
The best. The love that never falters. The love that pays the price. The love that makes undaunted the final sacrifice.
It keeps going. We're about halfway through. There's still so much here in this song. We're speaking of altars, the final sacrifice, undaunted love. Just wait till you hear what the pride of the nation is coming up in the second half.
And there's another country I've heard of long ago, most dear to them that love her. Count her armies, we may not see her king. Her fortress is a faithful heart, her pride is suffering.
Her fortress is a faithful heart, her pride
and
is suffering.
Soul by soul and silently, her shining mountain.
Soul by soul.
And her ways are ways of gentleness, and all her paths are peace.
Listen, I know some of you out there, you're like, what is this guy? Some kind of Anglophile? Does he like British stuff all of a sudden? Didn't he do a podcast once about an Irish nationalist song? I mean, why can't he find an American song? This is our heritage. This is our linguistic heritage, okay? We are the rightful heirs of Chaucer and Shakespeare. We in the Anglosphere, we English speakers, this is who we are. This is our rightful heritage. This is our birthright to understand our nation the way this anthem speaks about the nation. Faithfulness, trust, long-suffering, sacrifice on the altar, soul by soul. We may not count her armies. We may not see her king. And yet we love her and we adore her.